A statistical report from the Vermont Judiciary suggests a trend in domestic violence case numbers. The state's numbers have not been validated, but if taken at face value, the trend suggests more domestic violence cases are being charged as felonies and fewer are being charged as misdemeanors. VPR's Emily Corwin reports.
We are here in the case of State versus Zachary Rillo, docket 734-5-19.
I'm in a courtroom in Barrie. A skinny, blonde 25-year-old stands before a judge in jeans and a plaid shirt. He's been charged with domestic violence, assault.
Where would he live?
At his residence at 133.
The judge wants to know if she lets him stay out of jail, would he be living with the victim? The victim stands and walks up to the state's attorney.
I don't live there. I don't reside there.
The judge lets Rillo await trial at home.
So, Mr. Rillo, the court will release you on these conditions. Come to court when you're supposed to. Keep the clerk's office.
For years, crime rates across the country have been dropping. That goes for domestic violence in Vermont, too. But the judiciary's report suggests changes in how cases are handled. It seems over the last 10 years, more cases are brought as serious felonies each year, and fewer are brought as misdemeanors. The data isn't validated. Still, I wonder, why might this be happening? Jennifer Furpo is the training coordinator at the Vermont Criminal Justice Training Council. She says the trend started about the same time a new law went into effect. It required Vermont police officers to get domestic violence training.
From that point on, every 2 years, Vermont Criminal Justice Training Council releases a domestic violence training update that's mandatory.
Furpo says in the years before 2010, the state had strengthened domestic violence laws, and researchers had updated best practices for collecting evidence and building cases. But
officers who might not have been as up on domestic violence law and practice may have, what I thought was a misdemeanor is really actually fits that felony. It's also, from a societal standpoint.
Furpo is mid-thought on this when she pivots to another potential factor, Me Too. She says that movement has been helping society take women seriously when they're assaulted or harassed by men. All of this makes it seem like more felony domestic charges are good news. But not everyone sees it that way. Not even in law enforcement.
So, you know, what's worrisome is this. Are interventions at that misdemeanor level or the first time an offender's come into court, are they successful in mitigating future risk?
Washington County State's Attorney Rory Tebow worries the numbers indicate prosecutors are failing to prevent recidivism. That's because one common way to get a felony domestic charge is to commit a misdemeanor offense after you've already had a domestic conviction. Defender General Matt Valerio is skeptical, not of Tebow, but of the numbers themselves.
My sense is they're counting something. I have no idea what they're counting. And I don't even know if they're counting the same thing year to year.
I asked, and the answer is no. They aren't counting the same thing year to year. New domestic violence laws have been passed, and others have been strengthened during these 10 years of data. The numbers reflect the changes as they occur. Valerio says he has another concern about the numbers.
The general idea about domestic violence clearly has starts to encompass things that it didn't encompass years ago.
He says a while back, domestic charges were only used for intimate partner violence. Now, prosecutors bring domestic charges for incidents between grown siblings or adult children and their parents. It's hard to know how often this happens, but it could be making a big difference in the numbers. Because don't forget, one prior misdemeanor and the next one is a felony. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.